I'll direct your attention to items 3.1 and 3.4 on the action items on the agenda. Those four items were discussed at the committee meetings on March 23rd. And are there any items, any of those items, that a board member wishes to remove for discussion? If not, I would like,
I just have some questions about 3.3, things that we talked about in committee meetings, but just for the record.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'll ask Ann Mead to do a review of these items, and any question can come up at that point.
Okay. As discussed at the committee, our regular auditor's reports relating to our TV and our FM radio, clean audits. Is there any questions on those two reports and financial statements? The second item is our annual NCAA compliance report prepared by Crowe Holworth for the fiscal year that had just ended. It's very thorough. We've got Daryl Horn from Athletics, who worked with the external auditor to prepare responses for management. Are there any questions on any of the items in the agreed-upon procedures for NCAA? The third item I'll address, and then it'll go into one of our other items related to issuing of bonds. What we agreed with board action and recommendations from Student Government Association was that the student fee would be pledged to paying debt related to the DUC renovation bonds. The timing of the bonds means that we have collected the fee for a year, but we will not be issuing the first bonds, selling the first bonds, actually, till projected to be or close around June 6th. So we have an accumulation of cash that we want to have board approval to make sure that it's applied, instead of to a future debt payment, to actual construction costs. When the DUC renovation project was designed, it was designed to say that part of the funding, a majority of the funding, would be bond proceeds, but we would have some cash accumulations to apply to the project. So as of this point, I'm projecting that we'll have about $2.1 million in student fees collected, and that $2.1 million will be applied to construction costs. The General Assembly gave us authorization to spend our own money as well as issue bonds for the project, and we have authorization to spend cash receipts up to $4 million. With unneeded debt service this year, we'll get pretty close to that $4 million, which will be a combination of the student fee collection and unneeded debt service that had been reallocated from the university's base budget. Any questions or clarifications?
So what happens here is the size of the issue is going to go down because you're applying it.
No, sir. It won't go down because what we designed is basically $50 million for construction for bond proceeds and up to $4 million in cash.
You already anticipated or always did.
Yes.
Cash components.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Anticipated over.
Yeah, my involvement in it, I had anticipated we would have some cash collections, and the timing of the bonds would say that we wouldn't have a debt payment. The disconnect was with the language that got approved for the fee that said that the cash accumulations would be used for debt payment only.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted to make sure that, for the record, that this is for 1 year only. We'll obviously have debt payments next year.
What do you anticipate the debt service to be?
What
are you projecting in terms of your interest?
Was it about? I can't remember if it's. I think we're budgeting about $2.8 million.
About 2.8%.
2.8%.
No, 2.8 million annually for.
For debt service. Excuse me, you were asking
short
dollar
term. I'm asking for that. Yeah. Your rate should be, what is it, 20 years or 30 year?
20.
20 years should be 4%.
That's about what we based the budget on, I believe.
4% is what you're anticipating?
We have a slightly different formula that seems to work. Debt payment as a percentage of the construction cost. Obviously, we have cost of issuance that gets added in. And I think we're coming in at about maybe projected closer to 6.5%, Jim. So I think that we may actually come in slightly more favorable. Now, most of the time, I can bring you good news. And this isn't a serious concern, but I don't believe that we will meet the budget estimate for the debt service fee. Last fall, we had, while total enrollment was up, the mix of the enrollment had an impact on fee collection. So I'm projecting that we probably won't make the fee estimate maybe by $60,000 or $70,000 out of over $2 million. So it's not a significant amount. So some of the savings on the interest rate will allow for the total projected debt payment to be a little less, but if we don't recover in terms of the enrollment base that we thought we would have to pay the student fee, both are going to come down.
Where does it come from? We subsidize
that.
That's
my question. Yeah.
That's where you're ending up. That's where you're heading.
Where I'm saying is that I think that when we modeled the fee in projecting what we thought we would have to pay for the debt, it was a little higher. The market's more favorable. So the cost will be a little bit less, but I'm also anticipating that the student fee revenue is going to be a little bit less. Yeah. So I believe we'll be okay. Now, I'll have a report for you at our June meeting because we'll have sold bonds.
But there's no problem with us subsizing, putting
in
general? If you call it a general fund, I don't know what you call your general receipts here.
But where are we going to take that? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I'm not expecting to have to identify any additional money beyond what we originally budgeted for debt payment. We had, years ago, we had a campus rebuilding fee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the campus rebuilding fee addressed numerous facilities across campus. To the degree that we had savings on those bonds when interest rates were more favorable and some other restructurings, we banked that money in an index, we call them, budgeted for future debt payments. And that is one of the revenue streams that we have identified to support the DUC renovation project because we were not going to make 100% of the cost student fee driven. So I'm not anticipating any budget issues related to making a bond payment. All I'm saying is that I believe that based on last fall's enrollment, this spring's enrollment, it just that revenue came in slightly less. But the good news is I believe our interest rates will be less than the original model.
And I realize you'll have a fuller picture of that by the time we get to our budget meeting. But if you could show us that, because absolutely, and I've since the agenda posted, I've had a lot of questions from constituents about how that's going to be funded, and if you can show us that, and you'll have better information by then, that would be great.
Sure.
Then there's the wild card of actually bidding the heart of the construction, and that those bids are due in
June 7th.
And you know that's over $35 million.
Yeah, I was overlooking.
Nothing matters.
I was overlooking that piece that we do have a projected cost for this project.
And so we're optimistic of a favorable climate for bidding such a project. And if our bids come in under budget, then we're ahead of the game. If not, but that's the nature of a big project like this. That's a pretty important date. Because a lot of the work that's going on now were separate bid packages, but the big one is coming up, and we'll know in June.
Well, we're working on it now, and the bonds will be used to pay the project. But during the course of the construction, somebody's wanting to get paid. Where's that money coming from to pay before we before we actually draw on the bonds, or do we draw on the bonds during course of construction?
We will draw on the bonds over the course of the project.
And as the as you draw on the bonds, do they do you start paying an interest payment at that time, or in other words, if there's an interest payment due now and there hadn't been any money drawn?
Yeah, we'll have two payments in fiscal year 13.
Based on the amount of money drawn out,
probably on the total amount borrowed.
Even before it's drawn out?
It's not like a line of credit.
But they'll invest in the debt service reserve.
Yeah.
They'll invest a little bit. You know, in today's markets...
We're not expecting any significant interest earnings.
And I know with interest
but
rates...
But no arbitrage penalty either.
Way or you get
But you, once you issue the bonds, the interest clock starts immediately, whether you pay the contractor or not.
Once we issue the bonds, we will draw out the money and put it somewhere. And
actually, it is done in Frankfurt.
Okay.
That's not one of the items that's delegated to us. So we'll work closely with, it's called the Office of Financial Management. They determine how many series we issue, and we align, as we'll get into the other agenda item, we'll align the amount of bonds we sell to align as best possible with our cash flow needs. Is they really don't want us to get into to an arbitrage situation.
Did that law ever pass where the state could grab money from the university if they ever defaulted on a bond? Do you know?
Yes. It's called Intercept.
Yeah.
And actually, while none of us would ever expect to be in a situation where we couldn't make a bond payment, it actually helps our bond ratings by being able to say that should the university not be able to make a bond payment, the state will step in and take our money and make the payment. So
that's how it works.
But yes, that does help us get a better rate. And Mr. Jim Cummings, our CFO, is involved in this process with the state, and I think next week we have a bond rating call. So those are always an interesting process, more than you want to know right now. But the key points that I always bring back to you, they want in our bond rating, which will affect the sale of the bonds, they want to know about your enrollment. Is it stable, growing? How is it changing? They want to know about your private fundraising. How strong is it? And they want to know about your state funding. And we have a biennial budget, so that allows us at least to address that at this point we're projected to have a flat appropriation after we implement the 6% cut. So it's an interesting process to see how that'll impact our rating.
Well, you have been, your rating is AA, isn't it?
It's been good.
S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, probably.
Which are the secondary reasons why stable enrollment or growing enrollment and a strong capital campaign and private fundraising are important to us, other than the obvious of stability and funding from tuition and secondary support.
Yeah, that's what we'll look for, but the Commonwealth wouldn't be surprised if there may be some sort of negative outlook just because we can't have an increase in state funding over the next 2 years.
That's unfortunately, that's the one variable beyond our control. The other two, we have some ability to control.
When we come back with a report on the sale of the bonds, Dr. Minter, I'll include in that agenda item the kind of a source use.
Fantastic.
So how are we? What are we budgeting, and how is it applied to the projected debt?
Excellent. Thanks.
Any other questions on the DUC renovation project?
If not, Ann, could you go ahead and introduce the items 3.5 and 6.
Well, we did 3.4.
3.4 is personnel actions. We can entertain any questions that you might have about personnel actions. Moving on.
Let me, since one of the external audits dealt with the NCAA compliance report and before we leave personnel actions, I don't know that this was a formal personnel action, but he's probably in here somewhere. But Todd Stewart, will you stand up, please? Todd, as many of you know, and I don't remember the exact sequence, but Ross Bjork left us to become the athletic director at the University of Mississippi, and we immediately named Todd Sturt the interim athletic director. And I wanted you to meet Todd because he's been working pretty hard at these interim duties in the last month or two. And I got to tell you that there is no normal interim, well, let's just keep things together approach here. Todd is driving those duties responsibly and thoughtfully and aggressively and making the right moves and serving well as the interim athletic director in directing our intercollegiate athletic program at a very busy and a pretty important time of year, I might add. So I just wanted the board to have the opportunity to to be introduced to Todd introduced to you. And we will conclude that search probably in late May, early June. We'll bring that search to a conclusion, and I'll report back to you at that time. But I wanted you to have the opportunity to meet Todd Sturt.
Thank you, Dr. Ransdell. It's been an honor and a privilege, and as he mentioned, a very busy 6 weeks, but it's been invigorating too, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you, Todd.
The next agenda item did not go through committee. I think we discussed this at one point. It's the on page 39, the third quarter statement of revenue and expenditures. We had a slight timing issue, being able to have it prepared so that it can make the committee meeting. I have no concerns or anything to bring to the board's attention. I have reviewed third quarter of fiscal year 12 in comparison to fiscal year 11. It tracks very closely. The only comment is the one I provided a few minutes ago, that we did not meet our tuition estimate for fall and spring by approximately $200,000, but out of $129 million, it's reasonably close and manageable. So we trust that in the future that we'll be able to. Dr. Meredith's working hard to make sure that we're not in this circumstance again. But it was close. I mean, like I said, less than $200,000 on a $129 million estimate. I have no concerns to note. My focus is usually on the unrestricted E&G expenditures, and again, they track closely to last year, which means that we should be able to have a carry-forward capacity, which is important for the divisions, so that they can deal with unexpected expenses and other one-time priorities like capital expenditures. Any questions on the third quarter report?
If not, I hear a motion that this report be accepted.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And one.
The next agenda item is to request your approval for us to proceed with, you'll approve the resolution, to proceed with the first sale of bonds to support the Downing University Center project. The total authorization says a sale of approximately $52 million, which allows us to yield the $50 million in construction and up to another $2 million as it relates to other issuance costs. We don't usually take the full authorization. On page 42, we'll give you the intended schedule, with us receiving ratings on May 22nd, a bond sale on May 23rd, an anticipated schedule of June 6th for the closing of the bonds. This motion for approval is amending the series resolution that you had previously approved and allowing me as your treasurer to accept the lowest bid, award the bonds, and report back to you on the said actions.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. That's our report.
As that report's concluded, I do not like sending to you things that don't come through committee, but both of these items were very important and did not materialize until after the committee met, but were necessary to come to you before this particular meeting in order to conduct business in a timely fashion. Again, we prefer to have brought these through committee. But
on the bond resolution, let me clarify that we were waiting for the General Assembly to complete their work. So it would have been premature to ask you to approve a resolution when the ability to issue debt by the General Assembly hadn't been approved. So that also contributed.
The other item, the intellectual property policy, will defer until the Finance Committee meeting that will precede the July meeting. Bring that through the Finance Committee.
Sort of a consolidation item, we'll entertain a motion to pick up approval of all consent items today, both out of academic, which is redundant, I know, executive, and out of finance, which would be the last items out of finance would be 3.1 through 3.4, correct?
Correct.
Entertain the motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. So approved. Don't mind, we're going to, Professor Ransdell is called. I'm going to blame him. A 5-minute break. So we'll take a short 5-minute break before we go to the President's report.